In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm old enough to remember that famous George Michael song, Faith. It was a goofy song. It still is a bit of a goofy song. But if you ask most Christians today what faith is like, they would likely tell you something that resembles that song. Faith is just something we've got to have. And most of us here this morning, I think, probably believe that we have got that faith. It's that warm feeling in our heart, our soul, that tells us that we believe. It's the peace of mind that comes in knowing that God is our God. That is what faith is, at least for us. But is that what faith is according to God? St. Paul tells us in the letter to the Hebrews today about the lives of the saints. He says that they subdued kingdoms and worked righteousness, obtained the promise, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness they were made strong. They became valiant in battle and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Did you catch all of that? He also says that women received their dead raised to life again. Other saints were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others, says Paul, had trials of mockings and scourgings. Yes, they were in chains and they were imprisoned. They were stoned. They were sawn in two, says Paul. Sawn in two. They were tempted and they were slain with the sword. And yet St. Paul tells us that they were all granted the prize through faith. It's the very first thing that Paul says in that second reading. They were all granted the prize through faith. But it begs the question this morning, can a warm feeling in your heart or peace of mind do all of that? Can a warm feeling in your heart or peace of mind allow you to be sawn in two? Allow you to be slain with the sword? Maybe you see faith is not what you and I often think it is. Faith, at least according to God, is not simply a warm feeling in your heart. It is not simply peace of mind about God and His ways. Plenty of people have that, even unbelievers. But faith, very simply, means that we agree with Jesus. Faith means that we agree with Jesus. It means that what Jesus says goes, even if it hurts our heart, and even if it confuses our mind. It means becoming a living beatitude, a living blessing. That's why that gospel from Matthew is assigned to today. It means becoming a living blessing so that the world might come to know Jesus through all of us. Faith means following Jesus and listening to His voice and doing His will and living His life and forsaking all others for the joy that He sets before us. That is what faith is. And the joy that Jesus sets before us is the joy of living this life. This life is not meant to be a burden, but it is meant to be a gift. And that life comes when you and I say firmly and finally that in all things we are intent upon agreeing with Jesus. That is faith. That is life. And that is the way to his kingdom. So on this feast of regional saints, this feast of all saints of Russia and North America, it is good to ask ourselves once again, do we have the same faith that these saints have? Do we have the same faith that they have? Meaning, do we agree with Jesus in all things? I pray we all do. And if we don't, then today is always a good day to start. Because Jesus' way, the way of following him, is the only way for all of us to live together as a family in this life and in the life to come. And that is what Jesus wants for all of us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.